There's a campaign on today to try and sum the weather up in three words. It takes me all my time to sum it up in 3 minutes in the evening on UTV. Here's someone who used to do it with such style on the BBC, and she's one of our leading gurus when it comes to forecasting weather. It's Helen Roberts. Helen, good morning.
Hi, Frank. Good morning to you.
Helen, this is an important day because the Met Office has done some research, and unfortunately, they've found that a lot of people have trouble deciphering the weather.
That's right, and we're particularly focusing on the weather symbols, so the sort of thing that you would see on the website, on our app. And it turns out that people are sort of misinterpreting some of the symbols, the most common one being the grey cloud symbol, which people are often anticipating will mean that there's rain in the forecast. Well, actually, we have separate symbols for that, but the grey cloud just means overcast. So it means there's going to be a thick layer of cloud. No breaks in the cloud, but it doesn't mean that we're going to see any rain.
Yeah, if you're going to see rain, there'll be some grey cloud, but there'll be a few wee droplets coming out of it as well.
Exactly, yeah, that's it. So we've got one droplet for light rain and two for heavy rain. But there are lots of different symbols, and it's not surprising, really, that people don't necessarily understand the intricacies of all of them. Another one that was quite commonly misinterpreted was the sunshine symbol, and you might think, well, how can that be difficult? But actually, a lot of people are assuming that that related to the temperature as well as the weather, but it doesn't. So we have, you know, we'll always put the temperature alongside the symbol, but the sunshine symbol could equally mean that it's going to be very cold. A day much like today where we've got lots of sunshine across the country, but it's very cold as well.
And is this more a problem for people who would be looking at a weather forecast online, who would be looking at a social media forecast or a picture in the newspaper, as opposed to a television forecast? Because the reason I ask this, you know, we will make reference to a cold front or a warm front, an occluded front. I sometimes wonder, you know, is there any point in telling people that there's an occluded front? Because they're going to say, what? They certainly wouldn't know the colours associated with them. You know, where the red front, the warm front tends to be red and the cold front tends to be blue, and the occluded front's a sort of a whiny colour. Give me some more wisdom around those fronts, Helen.
Yeah, it's a really good point. I think, some, you know, we're in the business of weather, and we might use words that are fairly obvious to us but not necessarily obvious to the general public, and that's fair enough. And we shouldn't assume that people understand the words that we're using. So we need to make sure we're communicating in the most effective way. And that's why we're launching this three-word weather campaign today, because we're trying to understand the sorts of terminology that people use when they're talking about the weather. And we've already found some really interesting things. So, for example, if it's raining heavily outside, across the UK, most people will tend to use the phrase pouring it down. But there's lots of regional variation with that. And across Northern Ireland, apparently bucketing or lashing it down are very common phrases that are used. But I'm sure you can think of other ones as well.
But do you think I should be saying that on the TV? Tomorrow is going to be bucketing. Do you think is that everybody would know exactly what you mean?
Yeah, and to some extent, why not? If you've got a regional audience and they're going to better understand what you're describing, then why not put in some local terminology? I think it's a good thing. And all this data that we're going to be collecting today and over the next few days is going to inform how we at the Met Office communicate the weather, but also the wider weather community. It's really useful information.
I just wonder if it will stretch to some terms being used that are maybe more or less associated with London being used on the national forecast, that, say, a person in Leeds or a person in Lifford or wherever wouldn't fully understand. Is that the risk you take if you use terms that are very maybe street creddy in London or Glaswegian or very suitable for the likes of Ballinahinch, you know, that we're going to want to use them, but you alienate a wider audience?
Yeah, it's a really good point, and it's something that we certainly have to be mindful of. We certainly don't want to be London-centric or England-centric. We want to communicate the weather to the particular audience that we have at that time. So going back to your earlier point, yes, symbols are predominantly used these days on the web and online and on the app. And then we have different ways of communicating with different audiences. So what you do on the television is different again. And I think we do have to bear in mind who our audience is and where that audience is as well.
Do you think for a television weather it needs to be longer, the actual presentation, to explain it all? Or should we restrict ourselves to only forecasting the next 12 hours and get more information in?
That's a really good question. And I think if you asked various people their thoughts on that, you would have lots of different answers. So it's not an easy one to resolve. We always think it would be nice, don't we, as presenters, to have more time in order to be able to explain all the detail of the weather, maybe do a bit of education at the same time as well about weather fronts and what they mean. But our time's always restricted, so we have to bear in mind what it is that our audience are after. And most people just want to know, is it going to rain for me on my journey into work, on my journey home, picking up the children from school? It's quite local specific information that people want, and it's predominantly for the next 12 to 24 hours, with maybe a brief outlook a little bit further ahead if there's something interesting going on. So I think we can limit ourselves, and we can do it in a short time, but we need to communicate in the most effective way that we can, and this is how this research is going to help us today.
And finally, Helen, it is box office, isn't it? All the research shows that people will pay more attention to a television programme if it includes a weather forecast or a weather story, particularly weather stories. The audiences go through the roof whenever there's snow or whenever there's a storm, when there's something to be spoken about that impacts on everyone. People tune in.
That's it. Yeah, the weather certainly sells newspapers, and it's a really popular topic of conversation all of the time, isn't it? And if there's something interesting going on in the weather or expected to happen in the weather over the next few days, then everyone's ears prick up and people really, really do want to know what the weather forecast is. But we need to, as well as having the best and most accurate forecasts, we equally need to be able to communicate that to people so that they understand what it is that we're trying to explain.
Totally. And it's keeping both of us in a job, which is a good thing, Helen.
It sure is, yeah. Can I just tell you before I go about how people can get involved today with our campaign?
Totally.
So it's called Three Word Weather, and what we would like you to do is help us to change how we communicate the forecast. So what we need you to do is send a tweet. Start with hashtag three word weather, then put three words to describe the weather where you are at the moment, and then put your location, so where you are, your nearest town or city. And that information will go straight to our live interactive map. You can see your tweet appear on the map if you go to our webpage, which is metoffice.gov.uk/three word weather. And we'll use all of that information to better communicate the forecast, as I've mentioned.
Great research, Helen, and thanks for coming on. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's the Senior Operational Met and Media Advisor, Helen Roberts. It's 5 to 11, so what's your three words for the weather? Let me speak to Helen, or to Heather, rather, who's on this line. Heather, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. We've met before very briefly outside Marks and Spencer's several months ago when you were preparing for some sort of program or whatever.
Heather, lovely speaking to you.
Thank you. Remember me.
Heather, how could I forget you? How could I forget?
It was a joy talking to you. Well, three word weather that I have to say, I don't think we get on your program. My old grandmother who brought me up, anyway, long story short, she's dead this 40 years, so it should give you a rough idea what age I am. But in frosty weather, you would say, she'd maybe be coming in from the yard or something and say, what's it like this morning, Granny? And if it was very cold, she would say, skin a fairy. And I've always remembered that as a three-word weather.
Well, you see, should I use that? You know, that's appropriate for the weather we're having at the moment. If I was to say it tonight on the TV, oh, it's going to be such a cold day tomorrow, skin a fairy.
Yes.
Like, would there be some sort of objection to it? Is there some,
well,
you
this
know,
was
fairies'
my
rights organisation?
For the word fairy, but in Granny's day, they were more innocent, I think, then. But I thought it was funny, and you just might like to hear that.
Yeah, I might use that. I think that's politically correct, because a fairy is a little tiny tiny person.
She had fairies at the bottom of the garden. That was the thing, a little tiny person.
Don't we all?
Any other interpretation, Frank, is in someone's mind. But I thought three words for the weather, skin a fairy when it's frosty, was as good as any.
Well, I'm going to try and weave that one in at some point in the foreseeable future. Heather, thank you.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Skinner Ferry is good. Lots of you are saying, jibbers, it's Baltic. Yeah. Or if I was to say that on the TV, jibbers, it'll be Baltic tomorrow. I don't think I would last very long. I suppose we could. Yeah, that's. I think I have used that before. It's the sort of day where it could be bucketing for an hour or two. Lashing. Lashing is a good word. It's not three words, of course. So we're looking for three in a row. And Marty comes up with, I suppose, the most appropriate one, which is rain between the showers. You won all five.